Chapter 7. Records of Blood and Stone. Of central importance to the proof of the war between the gods is the purely scientific accounts of the devastation that affected the Earth's flora and fauna. What then has exterminated so many species and whole genera? The mind is at first irresistibly hurried into the belief of some great catastrophe, but thus to destroy animals both large and small, we must shake the entire framework of the globe. No lesser physical event could have brought about this wholesale destruction not only in the Americas but in the entire world. Certainly no fact in the long history of the world is so startling as the wide and repeated extermination of its inhabitants. Charles Darwin, quote from journal, Voyage of the HMS Beagle. Animals that had been native for millions of years disappeared under circumstances that were suspiciously sudden, the loss of over 30 genera of large mammals, and many other species of large animals in North America alone. Paul S. Martin, Who or What Destroyed Our Mammoths? At the end of the Pleistocene about 10,000 years ago, there was an extinction event that decimated the large terrestrial mammalian herbivores and carnivores of North America, South America and Australia. In North America alone, more than 32 genera of mammals became extinct. The cause of this extinction is debatable. R.W. Graham, Evolution of New Ecosystems at the End of the Pleistocene. However ingeniously and with whatever subtlety we may deal with our evidence, the facts constrain therefore to one inevitable conclusion: the mammoth and its companions perished by some widespread catastrophe which operated over a wide area and not through the slow process of the ordinary struggle for existence, not the result of gradual accumulation, but the result of one of nature's hecatombs on a grand and widespread scale. When a vast fauna perished simultaneously, Henry Howarth, The Mammoth and the Flood, 1887, from the masterpiece, When the Earth Nearly Died, by scientists Helene and Dallaire. In Europe, immense herds of diverse animals utterly vanished off the face of the earth for no obvious biological reason. Coincident with this dreadful slaughter upon the land was the deposition of myriads of contemporary marine shells, and the stranding at great elevations of marine mammals, porpoises, walruses and seals. In Siberia, the picture is everywhere one of appalling disorder, carnage and wholesale destruction, with countless animals and plants frozen in positions of death ever since the day they perished. As a result, their remains are amazingly fresh, looking and are frequently indistinguishable from those of animals and plants that have died mere weeks ago. The magnitude of the biological extinctions achieved by the deluge almost transcends the imagination. It annihilated literally billions of biological units of both sexes and every age indiscriminately. Only incredibly powerful floodwaters operating worldwide could have achieved such results, and only a flood produced by the means previously suggested could have operated globally. It is astonishing that such an unscientific explanation ever came to be formulated, yet in a short time both it and the concept of immense thick ice sheets descending from a hypothetical northern mountain system to cover all of northern and eastern North America and western and northern Eurasia was enthusiastically embraced as virtually established fact. The evidence is perfectly unambiguous. Along with the removal of an ice age, like that which has been hitherto commonly envisaged, the evidence suggests that there is something seriously amiss with the last phases of standard geological chronology. Evidence thus converges from numerous directions to support the conclusion that, on the testimony of radio, carbon and other dating techniques, immense physical and climatic changes occurred on Earth some 11,000 years or so ago when an ice age that probably never existed came to an end, and an apparently uniformitarian regime was abruptly terminated. The gigantic worldwide tectonic disturbances of the late Pleistocene times occurred almost simultaneously on a near unimaginable scale, precisely what could be expected from a powerful external influence but not from the ice age conditions conventionally believed to have existed then. Significantly, a drop in the strength of the Earth's magnetic field appears to have occurred sometime between 13,750 and 12,350 years ago, attended by various other important changes, including earthquakes, volcanism, water table fluctuations and large-scale climatic variations. Of these, severe earthquakes in particular may even induce axial wobble and polarity reversals. Studies have shown that at 10,178 BC, or over 12,000 years ago, the celestial pole was inclined at an angle of 30 degrees from its present position. This in turn strongly suggests that the terrestrial axis then oriented differently from today. Archaeologists all over the world have realized that much of prehistory as written in the existing textbooks is inadequate, some of it quite simply wrong. What? No ice age which came and went, spreading over hundreds of thousands of years as all good geologists proclaim? No smothering ice sheets which enveloped the British Isles and much of the northern parts of the continent, changed the climate to Arctic conditions although, strangely enough, much of our fauna and flora survived despite it and compelled all the survivors to flee? No lengthy periods of ice alternated with warm and even subtropical climatical interludes? No, nothing of the sort. There was admittedly a tremendous convulsion of nature, which had the most direful effect upon the inhabitants of Scandinavia, the British Isles, and those in Northern Asia. It resulted in giving us, it is true, bitter cold, tremendous floods, and cruel dampness. That it affected the climate in the north adversely and permanently cannot be denied. It did other things as well. But no ice age, Commons Beaumont, Riddle of Prehistoric Britain, it was an event, sudden, rapid, devastating, and appalling in its magnitude and destructiveness. It was a celestial impact of an immense cometary body. It rained or distributed rocks, stones, boulder clay, till, gravel, sand, and other materia over great areas, utterly obliterating certain parts, elevating others, and entirely missing some regions. It created islands, drowned others, caused immense tidal waves which swallowed up coastal lands, consumed huge spaces with electric waves, set up volcanoes, and swept away cities and largely populated districts almost in a flash of it. It has been suggested that the changes now at work in prehistory herald the shift to a new paradigm, made necessary by the collapse of the first paradigm, Colin Renfrew, before civilization. When we hear of the coming of the angels of the Lord to humans, like Manu, India, Satyaravada, India, Kasistra, India, Yama, Iran, Noah, Semitic, Deucalion, Greece, Dwyfan, Wales, Nuada, Ireland, Bergelmer, Scandinavia, Coxcox, Mexico, Kamaanata, Aztec, warning of the coming deluge, we must understand that it is members of the Sons of the Serpents who brought the warnings and not, as is believed, the representatives of Jehovah.